Madhuri Kadambini, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur raises a very important question. He says, we have drunk so much of Charanamrit in so many years. The Charanamrit should destroy all our material desires in our heart. And we have taken the darshan of the deities for so many years. And that should destroy the illusion that is covering our eyes. And we have, in this way he adds up so many activities. Like we offered obeisances, we have chanted the holy name so many times, it should destroy the anarthas in our heart. And he says, after doing all these things, why is it that all these spiritual activities, even after being done for such a long period of time, they do not have an influence upon us? And the heart remains a steel-framed heart. And the heart does not soften and melt upon reciting the holy name of the Lord. So in answer to that, he is saying, the answer is, it's only because of the committing of the 10 offenses against the holy name. So, as long as one is committing these 10 offenses, one is unable to access the sweetness of the holy name. What is the solution to committing of such offenses? He says, nama jata aparadhanam namani vaharantyagham. He says that the aparadhas that arise during the chanting of the holy name have to be eradicated only by chanting of the holy name. As bhumo skalita padanam bhumireva avalambanam. Just as a child who falls on the ground has to keep his hand and again stand up on the ground and walk on the ground, he cannot say, I am angry with the ground, I am going away. Where else can he go? He can't go anywhere. He has to again stand on the ground only, he says. But at the same time, although it says that, you know, again one has to chant the holy name, it is not just chanting the holy name. It is a chanting of the holy name with a remorseful or repentful attitude. That is very important. Otherwise, there is no difference between the previous chanting and now chanting. If somebody has chanted the holy name committing offenses before, now one can regret for committing those offenses and improve the chanting of the holy name. And that is actually the clue that he gives there for real improvement in the chanting of the holy name. There's a famous verse which says, sthitihi seva gatir yatra smritischinta stutir vachah sarva bhuvatmana vishnu madiyam tvai cheshtitam. So this verse says, in my normal condition, let my normal condition be service, he is saying. That means wherever I am, I should be doing some kind of service always. All my bodily limbs should be utilized in your service. Sthiti seva. Gatir yatra. If I move, that should be a yatra. Which means it should be a holy pilgrimage. If I move from one place to another, it should be only for Krishna's purpose I should be going. Like our legs are taking us to some place, it should be for preaching, or it should be for visiting some holy place, or visiting some temple. Let the legs not take us for some movie or party or somewhere, some other place. So he's saying, Gatir Yatra. Smritischinta, if there is any thought that passes through my mind, let that be your remembrance, he's saying. There are hundreds of thoughts that are racing in our mind. But he says that every one of those thoughts, let it be devoted to you. Let it be connected to you. And Sutir Vacha, when my mouth opens to speak something, let that be your glorification. He's saying, Sutihi Vachaha. Let my mouth not speak any prajalpa or useless talks, mundane talks. Let it be your glorification. So, this is a very nice prayer. Very nice prayer to contemplate, because when we consider these things which are said in this verse, it is possible to spiritualize all our body, mind and words in this way. It's possible. So that is why it is said Krishna consciousness is a moment-to-moment consciousness. Right from the time we rise early in the morning till we go to bed. And even sleeping can be done for Krishna. If one is going to rise next day and chant Krishna's name, then sleeping is also a service to Krishna. So we are resting the body to make it fit for serving Krishna better the next day. So that way, all activities can be doubted in Krishna service. And by doing this, gradually one will lose the offensive mentality by doing like this. Stithi seva, gatir yatra, smritishcha. By doing this. And one can then gradually learn to avoid the 10 offenses, especially the mother of all the offenses, the inattentiveness against the holy name. When that is avoided, when one, actually one becomes remorseful of committing offenses, then that is the time when one starts paying attention to the holy name, at least a few moments. If one is not repentful of committing these offenses, there is no possibility of improvement at all, whatsoever. Even after several years. Actually, all acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Prabhupada, all of them have said, you may be chanting for millions of years, you will not make any progress if you are not sincerely trying to avoid the offenses against the holy name. Even if one is committing the offenses, if one is regretful and repentful, then the holy name bestows the mercy upon such a repenter. And then there is some hope of improving the quality of our utterance of the holy name and hearing the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Nam Prabhu ki.